This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We have a Tuesday segment we do called Ride and Run, where we talk about all the things that are happening in and around riding and or running. And Kyle Mann, Cole Daniels joins us in studios. We finished up the Tour de France. And you know it's the Tour de France when they go, look, really, there was no cheating. Honest to God, it's all straight. No one tested.
That's the story you picked up on.
I read it last night that people are furious because they feel like there's suspicion. Is it just always going to haunt the sport?
It's probably all going on, but I don't know. It's interesting racing. So
no, I mean, I like watching it. It doesn't keep me from watching it, but yeah. It is just sort of this thing where you just kind of expect it, right?
Yeah, it seems like an underlying thing in the sport. You like to think everybody's playing by the rules and staying clean, but. There was a raid on somebody's hotel room.
Of course. It's just
their stuff.
Right. But as far as we know, too.
But then the guy from the team, the next day won the stage and went across the line, did the zip your lip motion and stuff.
Okay.
That was not real.
No, that's not smart.
Shouldn't have done that.
Not at all.
Anyway.
Well, it was made famous by Lance Armstrong.
Of course. And I remember I had this argument with Ken Smith-Meyer because I was like, you know, I wanted to believe. And he said, nope. And he was right. And that's the way that works. But I still think I don't think most people understand the class of athleticism we're talking about.
No. I mean,
I think people could watch the NBA and go, all right, I can't relate to that, but I understand what level they're at. I don't think they can do that when you watch something like the Tour de France.
No, I mean, the guy hit 40 some mile an hour in the final sprint, and it's insane. And these guys are riding around in Lycra, and just imagine going down the road at 30 some mile an hour in your car and jumping out.
Yes.
That's if they're in an
or
accident,
having
that
you know
happens.
60 cars you know all around you with no room to breathe.
Yeah,
and jumping out,
it's crazy.
All right.
So the tour finished. There were some highlights for Americans. Sepp Kuss, a guy from Colorado, won a stage, the first time an American had won a stage in 10 years, so that was really cool. Tadej Pogačar won the race overall.
And where is he from?
Slovenia. Yeah. And he won by it pretty handily, but some of his main rivals wrecked real early on, and it probably wasn't as close a race as it could have been. But there's an American that was on his team, Brandon McNulty, so he did really well. And then there was another American kid in some of the breakaways and stuff. So all in all, it was pretty good for Americans. It's a pretty interesting race. Mark Cavendish hit Eddie Merckx's record of 34 stage wins of all time in the Tour. They were hoping he would win on the Champs-Élysées. I probably butchered that. at the finish, but
wasn't bad.
He got beat by Wout Van Aert, who won a mountain stage, won a time trial, and won a field sprint. That guy is just the Swiss Army knife of cycling. It's amazing.
All right, for those that don't watch, there are people that have skill sets in those various categories, but maybe not necessarily all of them.
Yeah, usually they're like, hey, are you a climber, are you a time trialist, or are you a sprinter? And Wout says yes.
Yes. It's like that pitcher in baseball now. I'm sorry, the home run hitter. Anyway, you know, do you know what the capital of Slovenia is?
No, I don't even think I know where Slovenia is.
It's right next to Croatia. It's all part of Yugoslavia. Well, it used to be Yugoslavia. Literally, we've been there. Ljubljana is the capital. It's a beautiful place.
Okay.
It is a wonderful country. And Croatia has produced some NBA players. And they've got some athletes over there. But it's the most incredibly beautiful place in all of Europe. But it all used to be one place in a civil war. So if you go to one, they will tell you one side of the story. And then as soon as you go 5 miles over here, they will go, oh, no, no. That's the actual story. It's very interesting. All right. So talk to me a little bit as we return to norm. And we've got a great week ahead of us weather-wise after having, you know, arc-like conditions last week. And that seems to be the way it's going all summer long.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about the shops and what's happening. Because it's time right now, beautiful, to get out and do some activities.
You want to go first, Cole?
Sure.
I've been talking the whole time.
It's okay. Quick note, what is Wout Van Aert's favorite discipline?
I don't know.
Cycling. Cyclocross.
Oh, cyclocross.
Cross is coming.
So he's also a cyclocross rider. So in the wintertime,
they got to explain this to people because that's a very interesting thing to watch, right? Yes. And is that still in the Olympics?
No, it was never in the Olympics.
I thought it was part of it.
They're trying to get it as a winter sport.
Okay.
They have world championships and stuff, which is actually in Arkansas this year. It's an hour-long race. This thing we did out at Scoville in the wintertime. an hour long race. They go over obstacles and stuff. So,
right.
Yeah. Several guys came from cyclocross, are doing road cycling, and then Wout will go back and do. Anyway, yeah, it's a long story.
What kind of cycling is in the Olympics still, though?
Road.
Okay.
Yeah, which is in this upcoming weekend.
Yeah.
Road, time trial, and then there's a bunch of track events.
Mm-hmm. What do they call the thing, though? The
velodrome.
The velodrome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Do they do that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And there's like 20 different events on the velodrome. So, yeah, that's good stuff.
All right. What's happening at the shop, Cole?
Inventory changes weekly. If you were in the store last week or 2 weeks ago, come check us out again. We're constantly getting bikes in on a regular basis now, which is nice. Granted, these bikes were ordered June of 2020.
Yes.
But, hey, that's positive. Service is pretty dialed in. Regular service is a week out with the ability to turn stuff faster if need be. So it's working the way we want it to. I talked last week about the DIY work on your own bike. So I put something together last night, called it Bike Talk and Workshop with Cole. I'll teach you some of the basics on how to get your bike ready, pre-ride, post-ride check, weekly, monthly maintenance, and just tips and tricks on how to make your ride a little bit better, a little easier.
I think it's going to be a big hit. And how do people sign up for this, and when is it?
So I put it out on a Facebook event, and I'm hoping people will give me an idea of how many are showing up. But every Monday, or the next two Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. at the store, and it's $20 to get in. And yeah, I'm looking forward to that, see what the interest is. But I've had a lot of requests for some of the basics.
I think you'll see, and man, you can't reach out enough. I'll tell you honestly, there's a threshold for people there's this fine line between somebody very curious about starting something or learning about something and then being afraid of the click. You know what I mean? Like the people that are in the know. If you can walk them through that threshold and make the comfort level, I think there's all kinds of people out there that are very, very interested in just learning the basics and getting their foot in the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think... I tell people a lot of this stuff whenever they buy a bike, but I think they're excited about actually getting the bike.
And they don't want to feel stupid asking you.
Exactly.
You know, I think that's the thing we all have in common. It's not an arrogant thing. It's just sort of, it's an insecurity thing. It's like, well, everybody should probably know this and I don't know it, so I'm not going to ask and make myself feel stupid.
Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't like get a flat tire and ruin your whole day and have to call somebody. You should be able to fix it in less than 5 minutes.
Particularly if the person that gets called, right?
Yeah.
You know, they would be very happy for you to do this on Monday night at 6 o'clock.
Right, so they might drive you there.
All right. What have you got? Some events. Tour de Paws is coming up, right?
Yeah. So we're doing a virtual event there. They've got some merchandise that we're going to be helping them get rid of. There's going to be some registration. I haven't finalized the details on that. We're working that out, but stay tuned on that one. That'll be a fun one. We'll make it fun. We'll have some different opportunities.
All right. Talk to me about some of the regular rides that happen throughout the week.
So regular shop rides, Wednesday at 6 from the shop. Two groups leaving the shop at Saturdays at 7. And then this past Saturday, they rode to Allerton and had coffee and breakfast at the cafe there, which is really nice. That's always a really good ride.
Weather's going to be really nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's another group ride that leaves Forsyth Park at 5:30 on Thursdays.
That's 5:30 p.m. or a.m.?
5:30 p.m.
All right. So the early risers for the other. Kyle, what's happening on your side of the shop?
Not much.
Yeah. Good. Well, we're wrapping it up early here, Nick.
We got the Tuesday night park runs going on that the Decatur Running Club does. That's going on. My wife's leading the Friday morning coffee connection runs at 6:15 in the morning. A walk and a run option. The Warrensburg Corn Festival is this weekend.
This weekend, yes.
Yeah. You going out? Or in the past.
Yes, it is. We have two Hot 25 events this weekend. One is I still have my Straight Out of the Corn t-shirt from a couple of years ago. We're covering that, and there is a disc golf tournament in Forsyth and Decatur. There's like people from like 8 states coming to this
thing. It's blown up.
I mean, I've never even, I've driven by Nelson Park or something when people were playing. Have you ever done it?
No.
I haven't either.
I have horrible hand-eye coordination.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, should put That's you out there at 40 miles an hour in the middle of traffic
That's
with
different.
That. So they've got a run, right?
Yeah, they're doing a 5K run Saturday morning. So you can register around 7:15 and the race starts at 8. So just a little run around Warrensburg and then corn afterwards. I don't know all the details.
Maddox corn. They're very specific about what it is.
Oh, yeah. We're signed up for their CSA. We've been doing the vegetable thing with them.
Yeah.
It's been pretty cool. Run United is coming up August 21st, so you can sign up now. The first so many entries, you get one of our custom hats that everybody really likes. So sign up for that pretty soon. We have an events tab on FleetFeetDecaturIL.com that you can go to and find the info on that. We're also hiring at Fleet Feet. I have some great staff, but two of them, their husbands are moving out of town, and another one is doing massage full time. So I got three girls all leaving me, so we need to find some new people. So let us know if you're interested in that.
Good luck in the recruitment effort. You just joined about 60,000 other people that definitely need to fill positions immediately.
Yeah, but we're awesome.
It's a fun place, right? I mean, it's like a family.
Yeah, it's people enjoy working there, and some part-time stuff would be fun. Score some cool shoes and help people get fit and active, and it'd be a good time.
Good stuff. All right, tell me about this thing that you're doing as a bike mechanic. I have no idea. What is this?
All right, so this is RagBri. It's the Register's something great bike ride across Iowa.
Okay.
So like 15,000 people do this thing. It's a week-long ride that they do. They start on the west side of Iowa. They ride 60, 70 miles, stop at little towns along the way, camp out overnight, and then do the same thing and ride all the way across Iowa.
Okay.
So I'm friends with the guy that has a shop up there, and he's one of the official bike shop service things, which is like a really big deal to be involved in that. There's only like 10 shops that are doing it. And he invited me up to come work on bikes and do that for the week. So I have not worked on a bike for a long time, so this will be interesting.
I was going to say, it's just things have changed a little bit, right?
Not that much in a few months.
I got a workshop on Mondays.
Yeah, maybe.
Sure. I will be the first one there Monday at 6.
It's a great event. A ton of people from Decatur have gone through the years, and even this year some people are going. There were some uncertainties with COVID and everything this year. So a guy last year did his own little ride, Darebri or what, I don't, and they're doing that again this year too. So the RagBri thing will be interesting. So I'll probably have some interesting stories about that because I'll be gone next week.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about 3D scan and pressure plate and some of the other things. The technology has improved so much. I have seen just testimonials about people who have come out. I saw Nate or somebody talking about buying the inserts and having this stuff. Nick. The hell?
Special.
It's like a dog whistle right in the middle of the show.
Oh, Fox News just ringing the bell for some reason.
That's why you pot that down when we're not in Fox News.
Is the ship okay?
It's Bezos.
Yeah, we're a little early. All right. So, but how important is that? I mean, when you talk about, getting started, and particularly you get to a certain age where every advantage matters.
Yeah. You know, our customer base has switched mostly to people that want to be more comfortable, a little bit of running, but a lot of people just at work and stuff like that. To the point that we are carrying these Bondi SRs, which is like an all leather slip resistant sole. But yeah, we have this system, and you come in and pop your shoes off, stand on a little plate, and it does a 3D scan and gives us your foot size, your arch height, the width of your feet. Whenever you see it in person, then you believe us on how what your shoe size should be. And then
do you have to argue with people? I'm assuming not like in a mean way, but I mean, people that just think, oh no, I've been this my whole life.
It was hard whenever we had the Brannick device, the metal device, and you'd have somebody stand out and they'd see the number and see where their toe is, but then they'd argue with you. But then you do the scan and it's on a computer screen and they're like, oh yeah, that's okay. They're a little bit more willing. So yeah, a lot of people are in the wrong size shoe. So that will help hugely. And then we got the pressure plate that does all kinds of dynamics and shows if your foot's rolling in or rolling out and if you're toeing off right and stuff like that. So, yeah, we can help people be a lot more comfortable at work and walking and running and everything. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And then the other thing is, too, there's not a universal shoe size. I mean, every brand is completely different.
Yes, it is. So we know that. So whenever we pull shoes, we keep that in mind, and some run a little wider than others. Some are a little narrower than others. So yeah, we can help dial it in. So yeah, we do the scan, we do the pressure plate. We bring out a couple shoes based off of that and try them on and see what you like.
Folks, it makes a difference. I'm telling you, there will be people will tell you, Adidas are too small, or I don't like the way they fit. It's 'cause you're buying the wrong size. I mean, it can be like literally the difference between, a size and a half, depending on the shoe brand.
And like some Hoka run half a size smaller and some are the right size. So I'm wearing a new On that comes out in a couple of weeks.
Yes, you're not wearing it now. You're holding it up like Vanna White right here in the studios. Yes, yes.
And it's the new Cloud Stratus.
Yes.
It's a huge update on it. has a really nice plush feel on it. So those are coming really soon. So, yeah, these will.
You got the preview.
These will look good on you.
All right. Well, there we go. Guys, if folks want to get a hold of you or go to your websites or follow you on social media, where do they go?
Yeah, again, we're on West Wood Street over by Milliken, right next to each other. We are separate owners. We're in kind of the same building, and we share like a glass door between us, but we have separate entrances and everything. 1088, 1090 West Wood, fleetfeetdecaturil.com, and
spencity.co.
All right, guys, we appreciate it. Have a great week. Enjoy the sunshine.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.